Brachot Haba'ot, welcome to Mincha B'Lev, Resting in the Heart, a meditation telecircle offering from Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm Laura Hegfield, a member of Beth Abraham, and will serve as guide as together we prepare our hearts for Shabbat. Before starting, I want you to know that my dog is resting near me. If she starts to bark or gets up, walks around, and you hear her collar jingling in the background, just think of these sounds as any other ambient sounds that may arise in your environment as we meditate. Notice the sounds, but don't attach yourself to them. Insights from this week's Torah portion, Truma, will inform our practice this session. Parashat Truma begins with God instructing Moses to take an offering from everyone amongst the Israelites whose heart makes them willing to give. In the Torah, the items of donation are quite precise, as they will be used to build the portable sanctuary, the Mishkan, that our ancestors carried with them through the wilderness. Gold, silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine linen, onyx, acacia wood, and so on, items that were precious to them. God says, "Let them build me a holy place, ve'asu li mikdash, v'shechanti b'tocham, that I may dwell among them." As I read these words preparing for our circle this week, it occurred to me that what began as a clear command to Moshe shifts, it softens to what feels to me more like a request. God only wants gifts from people whose hearts make them willing to give. God isn't saying, just hand over the loot and build me a Mishkan. This is not an obligation to give. It is about a desire to give. For when the heart is open, there is space for Shekhinah, God's presence, to dwell within. What is precious to us? What is God asking us to give? How can we build a mikdash, a holy place, a mishkan, a sanctuary? I think if we sit still and listen, we can hear God's request rising, and perhaps it is why we are gathered in this circle today. Make space for me in your life. Give me some of your time. In our modern world, time is money. Time is our gold, our silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine linen, onyx, acacia wood, and so on. Time is precious to us. Heschel describes Shabbat as a sanctuary in time. I think meditation too can be understood in this way. When we choose to sit or recline and meditate, to live our lives with mindfulness, we cultivate an open space within our hearts, a mikdash, a sacred place, a mishkan, a sanctuary, where we too can experience Shekhinah, God dwelling not only among us, but within us. As we sit or recline mindfully and act or do things in the world with kavanah, our hearts naturally open, our hands relax and open too. The desire to give grows, the desire to connect with the divine, to connect with other beings, with our beautiful planet, grows. Our meditation today will be just this, softening and opening our hearts with a willingness, I hope, to give. I learned this loving-kindness blessing practice from my dear teacher, Rabbi Sheila Peltz-Weinberg. If you have a sweater, jacket, or blanket, you might want to cover your shoulders or body with it now. Find a comfortable way to sit or lie down, noticing the alignment of your body. Close your eyes. If you are reclining, it will be helpful to bend your knees for a moment or two. Now, whether you're sitting or reclining, inhale and lift your right shoulder toward your ear. Exhale as you roll your shoulder back and down and slide your right hand beneath the right cheek of your tush. Notice how the right side of your body feels more open. On your next inhalation, lift your left shoulder toward your ear. Exhale and roll your shoulder back and down, sliding your left hand beneath the left cheek of your tush. Notice the spaciousness again. On your next inhalation, feel your sternum rise, chest opening. Exhale. Inhale, elongate your spine from the tip of your tailbone to the crown of your head. Exhale, jaw relaxed, eyes soft beneath closed lids. Draw your awareness toward your heart, a mikdash, a holy place. A mishkan, a sanctuary where Shekhinah dwells inside of you. Notice the rising and falling of your chest as you breathe. If reclining, you may wish to open your eyes and set your gaze softly toward your toes to help you stay alert. If you do doze off, that's just what your body needs and it's okay. Release your bent knees to a more comfortable position now. These are the blessings we will offer up, first to our own precious selves, then to others we wish to bless. And even some people we may struggle to bless. When we offer blessings with a heart that is willing to give, we honor God's request. We honor God's presence as Shekhinah dwells within everyone and everything. Typically, I blend the Hebrew and English words as English is the language my mind understands and Hebrew is the language of my heart. You may choose to say them completely in English or blended, whichever way feels authentic for you. So with your attention resting in the area of your heart, may I be blessed with chesed. May I be blessed with rachamim. May I be blessed with simcha. May I be blessed with shalom. May I be blessed with loving kindness. May I be blessed with compassion. May I be blessed with joy. May I be blessed with peace. May I be blessed with chesed. May I be blessed with rachamim. May I be blessed with simcha. May I be blessed with shalom. May I be blessed with loving kindness. May I be blessed with compassion. May I be blessed with joy. May I be blessed with peace. May I be blessed with chesed. May I be blessed with rachamim. May I be blessed with simcha. May I be blessed with shalom. Continue blessing yourself silently for a few more moments, allowing the blessings to penetrate deep into your heart. Now visualize or try to feel a beloved teacher and offer each blessing to this person, inserting their name. So, may Sheila be blessed with chesed. May Sheila be blessed with rachamim. And so on. Now from this same place deep inside your heart, choose one person you love unconditionally. Hold them there and offer them the blessings. May my mother be blessed with loving kindness. May my mother be blessed with compassion. May my mother be blessed with joy. May my mother be blessed with peace. Now bring a neutral person to mind. Someone you don't know well, perhaps a neighbor that you just waved to in passing. You might not even know their name. So just bless them by saying, may he or she be blessed with chesed, with rachamim, with simcha, and so on. This next set of blessings may challenge you. Open your heart to a person you find difficult to be with or even think about. While this is hard to do, remember that everyone is holy. Everyone is a mishkan where God's presence dwells. So offer blessings to this person with as much sincerity as you are able to soften into at this time. Now we've come full circle, and we'll offer the blessings to ourselves again, alternating between self and other people our hearts desire to give blessing to. May I be blessed with chesed. May I be blessed with rachamim. May I be blessed with simcha. May I be blessed with shalom. If you notice that your mind begins to wander, offer yourself chesed and return to the blessings again. May I be blessed with loving kindness. May I be blessed with compassion. May I be blessed with joy. May I be blessed with peace. I will enter silence now as we continue our blessings, sounding a chime at the end of our practice and offering one more brief teaching. My teacher and friend, Rabbi Miriam Klotz, offered this one day. These two Hebrew words, lev and rach, mean soft heart. When we put them together, they form a new word, livracha, which means for blessing. May each of us live our lives with a levrach, a soft heart, so that all of our interactions with everyone we meet and all of our relationships are livracha, for blessing. Thank you for giving some of your precious time to practice with everyone in our circle, myself included. This too is a blessing. I wish you all a sweet Shabbat. Lehitraot, until we meet again.